Blackstone Audio presents The Black Hearts Murder by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Robert Fass. 1. During the flight downstate from the Capitol, McCall gave the pamphlet shoved in his hand by Governor Holland a thorough going over. It had been put out by the Banbury Chamber of Commerce, and as far as McCall could see, it was the usual C of C pap, studded with statistics like raisins in gruel. According to the chamber, Banbury was the third most important industrial city in the state, boasting a variety of industries ranging from auto parts and brass mills to roadside electronics firms. Its population, according to the 1960 census, was 240,972, the chamber noted. But the projection for 1970 was over 297,000 because of the influx of three more major heavy industry plants. There was a considerable diversity of ethnic groups among the citizenry, about which the Boost Banbury pamphleteer seemed a little defensive, as if he were not quite sure whether this was a good thing or a bad thing. Relations between the races, he pointed out in something like haste, were excellent. The last trouble, as he put it, McCall had always heard it referred to as a race riot, had occurred in the 20s. The assistant to the governor for special affairs was more interested in the black-white breakdown. He found the ratio given in 8-point type in a footnote. It is estimated that the present proportion of Negro to white citizens in the city of Banbury is in the neighborhood of 24%. That meant over 70,000 blacks. Sizable.